The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, Monday, President's Day, February 20th, 2023. So good to have you on board. Phone lines are wide open, 844-769-2944. We talked about last hour, things going on in Ohio, contaminating our groundwater, the Mississippi, the Ohio River Basin. What a mess they have made, and they just don't seem to want to react. Remember FEMA and Hurricane Katrina? We didn't learn a lesson then. Everybody, you know, screaming bloody murder and nothing happens. They take their sweet ass time coming to visit the accident site and to make a bunch of phony promises. And they go door to door trying to get all the residents to sign waivers not to sue. So if that happens, you know something nefarious just happened. And they're trying to play a little CYA. And I think we all know what that acronym stands for, right? If you don't, please call the show so I can remind you. 844-769-2944, the number to call. El Paso, Texas police reports that an armed citizen took out, actually, that might be a little overstated. He drew a firearm and shot and wounded the Cielo Vista Mall shooting suspect last week. The alleged shooter was 16 years old. He was a minor who stole the gun. Emmanuel Duran, a 32-year-old concealed carry permit holder in El Paso, shot him and put him in the hospital. So the shooter's probably going to go down for that as an adult, but he stole the gun. So, you know, wherever he stole it from, I mean, that's not that person's fault, obviously, if they didn't keep that gun locked up. But the 16-year-old is probably going to spend the rest of his life behind bars. Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles was shot to death Saturday afternoon in L.A. 69-year-old Bishop found dead in a room with a gunshot wound to his upper torso. Killed just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, according to the L.A. County Sheriff. They are investigating. We don't know what it was about yet, but we'll find out. A woman is dead, but her 5-year-old son survived after the two plunged 90 feet into a gorge at Niagara Falls on Monday, according to law enforcement. However, authorities now say the fall was not believed to be an accident. Yep. Imagine if you will. Apparently, the woman and son were with her husband. Well, we'll get to the bottom of that. We're just hearing things now. Don't think evil yet. Now, the only thing that right now we should be concerned with is what Senor Biden just did, signing away our rights to the UN and the World Health Organization. That's what we should be concerned about. Because now, you know who they're going to come after. We got to make sure, A, that all the jabbed are boosted. The more mRNA we can pump into them, the greater the chance we can wipe out the population. And two, the unvaccinated are the problem. And like that doctor in Houston said, we need to get rid of the white people. Wait a minute. She's white. Because they're the ones that resist. They're the ones that are unvaccinated. They're the ones that, you mean they're the ones that actually have an analytical mind, that are not fear-driven, that are bold, that are emboldened? Yeah? Is that it? Is that what the deal is? This is what you want to kill all the white people. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah, you're going to kill all the white people. Wow. So, you know, what are you going to do when they come to your doorstep and you don't have a locked gate with no trespassing signs up? I mean, what happens? What are you going to do when they show up with a jab and say, we have a good authority that you're not vaccinated and you're going to take the jab? What are you going to do? How are you going to react to that? Oh, that's not going to happen. Not in my backyard. Really? I mean, come on. This is America, land of the free, home of the slave. Come on. Tony in Maine, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you, Dave? Thanks for taking my call.
Doing fabulous. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. God bless. What's going on?
Well, I heard a thing on radio that Jimmy Carter's going in hospice care, and so, well, he is 98 years old after all. But back in the 90s, I seem to remember reading something in the newspaper that he'd been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, and he was getting an experimental treatment that involved infecting him with some infectious disease. It was not a common disease. It was one that I had heard of. I can't remember it, though. And then I never heard anything after that, and there was no more brain cancer. He went back to Habitat for Humanity, and I'm just wondering if anybody can figure out what that was or, you know, come, because I don't use the Internet. So, but that would be something worth looking into.
Okay, well, no, fair game. Yeah, it would be, because, you know, it's amazing how the presidents of the United States can get all this great treatment and all of this experimental drugs that, you know, of course, he had to, you know, ask that proverbial question, is there a chance I could die because of this treatment? And, of course, they got a level with him because, after all, he was the president. And I just got to wonder. And it's a good point you make. If they did infect him with something that actually cured him, I mean, 98 years old, that's a long time to stick around. That's 3 years longer than my mom. So, good point.
Yeah, it I just wish I could remember it. And it was just that one article in the paper that I remember reading it, and I don't think my memory's playing tricks with me. And they said he had terminal brain cancer, and he was getting that experimental treatment. I guess it must have worked. So thank you for taking my call. You have a great day.
You too. God bless you, sir. We appreciate you bringing that to light, because you just never know. See, sometimes most of America is so busy thinking about stuff that those little details kind of slip the mind sometimes. Maybe it's intentional. I don't know. You know, the focus, everybody's got a different focus. This is like I said earlier about there's two sides to every story. Where did we get that cliche? Well, you go to the theater and you see movies. You go to the school. Remember being in the school play? I was in the school play, several. And then I went on to do professional acting as well. And so, you know, when you go in and you do stuff like this, you learn about the protagonist and the antagonist. You see, there's two sides to every story. For and against, good and evil. Remember? The good guy, the bad guy, hero and villain. DJ, you dirty guy! Remember all that? You know, we've been programmed with cartoons. You got Roadrunner, meep, meep. And who else? Wile E. Coyote. Always gets the anvil on the head, but he seems to keep coming back. You see, we're programmed with all of this gobbledygook to mess with our collective consciousness and put us in this state of cognitive dissonance. It happened over time, folks. So that this cliche, two sides to every story, turns into politics. Now you got Democrat, Republican. Now, see, politics has now expanded because, see, people have thought, you know what? But there's rhinos. That's a third issue because, see, they're kind of floating in the in-between. So that's a third story. Then you got libertarians and the Green Party and the Tea Party. Look at all the multiple sides to the story now. And everybody, you know, there ought to be a law bunch. We see, what are laws made for? Not to prevent crime, but to punish those who commit crime. And you pass so many laws and put so many laws on the books 67,000 pages of new laws every year. Yeah, and it's like, what? I can't even breathe without breaking a law. I mean, you talk about home of the slave. And then you got these school teachers out there talking about white supremacy. It's, excuse me? And they let all these people go out and commit crimes, and they put them in jail long enough to book them, and they let them back out of the street again. What lesson does that teach these people? That it's okay to go out and just shoot people, whatever. Patrice in Ohio, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Has anyone talked about the predictive programming with the Netflix movie White Noise, where there's a train derailment in Ohio?
Uh-huh.
It came out in 20... I think last August.
Yeah.
Are
yeah,
you aware
we
of that?
Did. I am aware of it. White Noise, I remember it. And yeah, and we had somebody just recently, when this just happened, called up on the show and talked about the movie White Noise. So, you know, it's amazing, again, how you bring up something that is extremely valid, because Hollywood, they're in your face and they're talking about the stuff before it actually happens. And people are just going, oh, it's just a movie. Well,
but they get all their intelligence from the CIA. They get everything from the CIA to do these things.
Yeah, I know.
Because there's something where they think if they tell us this stuff to be aware that, you know, they don't have a guilty conscience or something like that. I've even heard that. Their belief is some kind of karma thing, religious,
yeah.
Right, that if I let you know what's going on, it's your fault, not on
uh-huh.
me.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean that's the thing.
Goyim.
Well, I get the goyim part. Now, here's the thing. If we stand idly by and give tacit consent to everything that they're doing, then I guess we deserve what we get.
Yeah, but what do I say? I no longer acknowledge your false authority.
I knew you were going to say that because you've said that before. I knew you were going to say that. You see, but Patrice,
that's
no.
my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There you go. I love that song. I put the hammock in
and
the attic.
To be absent,
you don't know it, boy, but you just blew it.
Yeah. Yeah, but to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. So there you go.
That's right. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. You just made my day.
Good.
You know, but
have
see, we
one.
Can. Thank you so much. We, you know, we can. Trump, by the way. Oh, Biden's going to Ukraine. Trump's going to Ohio. What does that tell you about who really gives a rat's patootie about us? You know, we can only put up with so much of this stuff. We have to laugh. Thank you for that call, by the way, Patrice. God bless. I like the thought process. You got to say no, sorry, but you got to draw the line in your own life as to the constitutionality of what your government is doing, and you got to put your foot down. You got to learn to say no. See, Darlene called weeks ago and said that. We just need to learn to say no. And when we can do that, and see, sometimes saying no might mean that we have to We cannot defer to might makes right. At a point in time in the future, somebody could show up at your doorstep with a needle and say, we have it on good authority, you haven't had the jab, so today is your lucky day. And you're going to say, no, today is your unlucky day. Boom. End of story. And then see if they bring the troops with to enforce the jab, then there's a firefight and things get ugly. And whether you take the jab or not, you may have to stand up for what's right. And this is the sad state of affairs in America that our government just doesn't seem to give a rat's ass about, is that we have rights. We the people have rights. And if you're going to come to our doorstep and bring this crap to our doorstep, some of us may say, you know what? No more. I don't care if I go down. I'm taking a bunch of you with me. just like these school kids that are allowed to get away with anything they want. Crazy, isn't it? Tim in Minnesota, what's going on?
Or is it Minnesota Michigan? Or Michigan?
Is it Michigan? Which is, oh, it's got to be Michigan. It's got to be
Michigan.
Yeah, all right, go ahead. Yeah,
we're the Great Lakes State.
You're the Michigander, all right.
Yep, sorry to say. Hey, we
oh no.
Half the problem is religion, because the years ago they brought in the flyaway doctrine, the rapture doctrine, and it convinced all these Christians, I don't have to worry because I'm going to be taken out of here. That's going to happen on the day of the Lord when the Lord returns and the millennium starts. You will meet, if you're still lucky enough to be alive, you will be taken up. Absolutely. But you're going to have to go through the tribulation of the Antichrist. And we have, our religions have taught people that they're going to be flown away to escape everything so they don't have to worry about a thing. Just praise God and you're going to be just fine. And that is a false doctrine. And that's why I feel people are just waiting around saying, I don't have to worry. Uh-huh. I don't have to worry. So
Alfred E. Newman syndrome. Lord, what? Me worry? Yeah. Remember Mad Magazine? It is
said,
mad.
If they come for me, they'll come for you.
There you
he
go.
He didn't say we are going to escape anything. He said, if they come for me, they're going to come for you. Be ready. It's going to happen.
He did say that.
So, Ed, he did say just sit around and let people drag you through the streets.
No, he didn't say that either.
Absolutely not.
He didn't say that.
He had a sword.
No. That's right.
People.
What was that? What was that
up.
Phrase? Tim, you know this. What was the phrase about, you know, let he that hath not a sword go get one?
Yes.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
It's because people wake up. Your religions have lied to you for years and years and years. They're not lying that Christ is king. They're just not telling you again the whole story. And what people are going to get caught up in is when the Antichrist comes back and claims himself as God, people are going to be worshiping. Christians are going to be worshiping, thinking he's here and he's promising to take us away because the earth is going to come to an end, whether it's the sun, nuclear war, whatever's going on at that point.
Yep.
And people are going to, come on, let's fly away. And Ezekiel, way back then, he said, he curses those who teach my children to fly away to save their souls. And I'll yank their pillows out.
Yep.
So people need to wake up because the Antichrist is coming, and he is going to be such a performance and perform miracles. He's going to have
peace. I know.
But if you aren't educated and you don't know this is a one-world system, and this is the Antichrist, you're going to get caught up into it. And why do you think your mom and your dad are going to turn you in, or your brother, your sister? Because they honestly think they're saving your soul.
Yeah. See, like all those people that do, you need to take the jab so you don't kill grandma. Yeah, wow. See, they all
exactly
fell for that. I get it. But see, I'm looking at 1 Thessalonians 4, and it says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ are rising first. And that means that if you died in Christ, you're going to be taken up before everybody else on earth. So we should all be looking forward to that big day.
And that's correct. But the book of Revelation, when John goes into the day of the Lord, he is in the millennium looking both ways. He's looking into the millennium, and he's looking into the past. And people get that confused.
They sure do. And religion plays on this because it's the God biz. This is the sad state of affairs in America.
Millions of dollars. They're making millions of dollars off the tax by saving taxes and conforming. So
wow. What an enlightenment there, Tim. What an enlightenment.
Careful.
Yep. Thank you for those words. Yep. Well, we all are going to have our day of reckoning at some point in time, and whether or not it's them coming to our door with a needle in hand, you know, this is what you're Biden. You just love this guy and NIMBY, NIMBY, NIMBY until they show up in your backyard and they've got Jeeps full of powder blue helmets and they're out enforcing the edicts of the World Health Organization and not the United States government, because the U.S. troops, they know better. And when they see American citizens having their rights violated, and like our friend Tony said, you know, they're going to come and they're going to stick a needle in you. And that's assault. They're coming to your door with the intent on assaulting people. Because when they stick a needle in you to give you an mRNA jab and stick foreign substances in your body that distort your DNA and potentially cause your early demise, what are you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Huh? What are you going to do? Go ahead. Yes. Do I get to pick the arm? Can you put it in my butt? It would feel better if you put it in my butt. You see, there's people who are going to capitulate to this stuff because out of fear. Fear of what? Fear. You know, there's some people out here that literally are thinking, and my mother was that way. Well, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I said, Mom, I've heard that for 10 years now. Maybe you are supposed to go out and do something important. Maybe you're supposed to go do something nice for somebody for a change before it's your time. You see, that's what the old people think. We can't think like that. I get up every morning and my prayer consists of being able to go out and bless other people's lives, not my own. I'm here. I'm a servant of the Almighty. That's number one. He's numero uno in my book, no matter what. I put him first, my family second, my country third, in that order. And if I'm out there looking out for my fellow brethren, and I'm there with the opportunity to bless others' lives, that is what I pray for every single day, and you should be praying for that too. And if I have to die in Christ, because they say, look, you either take this jab knowing you're going to die, or we kill you now. Kill you later or kill you now, but we're going to kill you. You see, if you believe what the Bible says, and I'm holding this up right here, if you can see it in the camera, I'm going to hold that up right there. It's got my name on it and says Theopneustos. That's Greek for God breathed. That's what the word is. And if you believe it and you're willing to die for Christ, then you're going to be taken up because you did the right thing. You believe all the right things and you're willing to sacrifice. There is no greater love for a man that can lay his life down for his friends. Understand where I'm going with this, folks, because they may come to your door and you have to be ready to answer. Not the call for human beings, but if they come with evil intent, you have to be willing to die for Christ. Think about that. It's like your neighbor who is unprepared. Remember the parable of the five wise and five foolish virgins? They didn't have enough oil for their lamps. Remember that? It's a parable. It's a story. It's a learning curve. We're all going through a learning curve. If you want to call up this show, this is why we have freedom of speech, folks. This is why we have a constitution. Up to this point is impermeable as to your rights. The only way that those rights go away is when you go, take them. It's when you consent. You give tacit consent to your rights being given up and you don't stand up for your rights. That's when they come for you. And that's when you least expect it. It's not smile. You're on candid camera. However, they have brought the news media to their little soirees when they whoop up on people like they did at Waco and Ruby Ridge. And the government gets on camera and they demonize you and they call you a sinner and he's an anti-vaxxer and he's all these things. So they can justify what they're about to do to you, which is burn your place to the ground. Remember what they did to Gordon Call? Yep. They shot a U.S. Marshal, so therefore we need to go get him. Yeah, they cut off his hands and his feet and head-butted him with a gun until his face was not recognizable. Just think what they could do to you when they come to your door. Look what they did to Koresh. They opened fire on him. He didn't open fire on them. See? And look what happened at Waco. Look what happened to Randy Weaver. Yeah, his wife was holding an AR-15. His wife was holding a three-month-old baby, Ella Sheba. And they took her head off. Lon, Mr. Horiuchi, knock, knock. We're not going to forget what you did to Vicky Weaver. Nobody forgets stuff like that. You can read all about it in Jerry Spence's book, From Freedom to Slavery. Yeah. So in the meantime, we have to stay healthy. How do we do that? Since February, by the way, is Heart Health Month. Besides stocking up when you can on activated charcoal, for those of you especially in Ohio, and if you think you've overindulged in something, activated charcoal is good to have. Well, guess what? Today is 15% off site-wide sale because it's President's Day. Don't get mad. You know, we have sales all the time. This one today, you get 15% off everything except dropship products, right? 21 foods that can save your heart. I'm going to list them. Fresh herbs, black beans, red wine, and resveratrol. We have that. Superfood, salmon, tuna for omega-3s, olive oil, walnuts, almonds, edamame, tofu, sweet potatoes, oranges, Swiss chard, barley, oatmeal, flaxseed, Yofac yogurt. Foods fortified with sterols, cherries, blueberries, dark leafy greens. There's a bunch of them there. I have an article in our email blast. And if you're not getting it because you don't have internet, I'm sorry. But we've got a lot of this good stuff at the Power Mall, and we appreciate your supporting us here because that's what keeps the truth out. And if we don't ask these questions about what are you going to do when they come for you, nobody's going to have an answer. You need to think about it and think about how committed you are. If you are committed to say, no, you're not going to do this, you're not going to stick me with the jab, and they come at you, then you have the right to defend yourself because they're about to assault you with a deadly weapon. I think we know enough about what they've got in their hot little hand in the form of an mRNA jab, what it's going to do to you when it gets inside you, because people are dropping dead. The FDA, by the way, has announced a recall of blood pressure medication after a failed lab test. It's produced by Sun Pharmaceuticals. It's being voluntarily recalled, according to an enforcement report. Dilatizumab hydrochloride is used to treat chest pains. Dilatizumab hydrochloride. Remember that name. Yeah. We'll be back with more news in your phone calls, talking about the economy. Oh, yeah. By the way, COVID-19 can cause viral-induced trauma. It's called PTSD. Oh, my. We'll have you a little update after we come back from the break here in the Power Hour. Stay with me.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being mean so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
After the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday, February 20th, 2023, it's President's Day. Most everything is closed as far as the federal government, so don't expect to get any mail today. And the banks are going to be closed. You know, they had any excuse to have a holiday. COVID-19 infections are responsible for an upswing in post-traumatic stress disorder. Wow. You ready for that one? Now the underlying mechanisms are emerging from research, offering a deeper understanding of this virus-induced mental health disorder. We told you prion disease was part of this. This is a metabolic process ongoing in the gut. It's interrupted when the angiotensin-converting enzyme 2, ACE2, the receptor site for SARS-CoV, is occupied by the virus, which is why you've got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of the spike protein. Tryptophan transporter is typically co-expressed with ACE2, but when the virus is taking over ACE2, tryptophan is not absorbed. This is problematic because tryptophan, an essential amino acid that must be taken in by the diet, plays a vital role in making serotonin and melatonin. Tryptophan found in foods like bananas, oats, tuna, chicken, cheese, and turkey. Remember L-tryptophan buzz you get on Thanksgiving? It's the sole precursor for serotonin, a neurotransmitter involved in mood, behavior, and cognition. About 30% of those with acute COVID infections also have PTSD. Who'da thunk? Yep. Well, that's what we have. Paratrex, detoxidine. We have all that at the Power Mall. It's site-wide sale today, 15% off. You see, and this is the reason you go out and you get this other stuff too, nuke protect, with all of the garbage that they're talking about, nuclear war. Hey, our government, a bunch of warmongers too, and they're playing these dangerous games. And there's going to come a point in time, you know, Ukraine decides that it wants to use some of that chemical weapons that it tested out on those two Russian soldiers in the creek. And pretty soon Putin's going to go, okay, enough of that, and push the magic button. And you're going to see Puck the Magic Dragon rear its ugly head. All those people in Kiev will be nuked until they're dead. Gee, I just make that up? Wow. And see, this is the thing. The American government is spending money, writing checks its body can't cash. And, of course, the head of the Congressional Budget Office, Philip Swagel, said that Social Security funds may start running out by 2032 or a year earlier. That's about 9 years away. Oh, wait a minute. Now, the government, all of a sudden, the world is going to end in 8 years, according to AOC, or seven. We have to have climate change. If we don't, you know, if we don't get off of these fossil fuels, the world is going to end. Well, you see, false prophets. She's one. But see, the woke keep electing her. Well, something does. I don't know if it's maybe these machines keep electing her. See, we can all think about that. And of course, we have Biden, of course, declaring, openly advocating for phasing out oil and gas, which is affect the West Texas Permian Basin. They got hit hard. Canceling the Keystone XL. 40% of U.S. oil and natural gas production and 7% of global output comes from the Permian Basin, which also spans southeastern New Mexico. And, of course, now it's a scapegoat for the controversial UN-led predictions of catastrophic climate change. No. This rush to green energy? No. We are in a world of hurt, and it's affecting the entire economy. Adam Data, by the way, we talked about that entity before out of San Diego. Their latest year-end 2022 home sales report shows that home sellers nationwide realized a profit of $112,000 on the typical sale in 2022, up 21% from the $92,500 the year before, and up 78% from $63,000 2 years ago. However, what goes up must come down. And with Biden's labor market showing 1.9 million fewer Americans working and 2 million foreigners funneled into U.S. jobs, and California's exodus continuing, 700,000 more left than moved in over a two-year period, you know, there must be a reason why all these studies are showing the economy. Congressional Budget Office now says we're facing a weakening economy with high inflation in the first half of 2023 and a large deficit that is set to persist. The economy is going to tank. Those of you sitting in those very, very expensive homes are going to continue to sit in those homes. These high dollar, 1 million plus homes, who wants to buy them? Nobody. They're going to sit on the market a long time until they drop the price. Those with $500,000 homes, barely can people afford them. You better put them on the market and start buying down and taking that money and stockpiling. If you've got a $500,000 or less house, maybe you should be looking at a $350,000 home and take that other $150,000 and buy supplies to exist for the next several years. Wow, what a thought. Maybe I should do that. Interesting how that works. Now, this is the government now is, you know, some people you can, what is this, Scout's Honor? Or is it read between the lines? It depends on which way your hand is pointing. Scout's Honor this way. See, if you're watching me on video, you can see what I'm doing. It's not a sight gag if you're watching me on video. See, because I'm holding up three fingers this way going read between the lines. This is what you tell your government. Those people who are out there thinking that your 401k is going to blossom and you're going to make all this money, understand what happens when the economy tanks. So does the stock market. So do your mutual funds. Apple, by the way, there's a settlement afoot that could lead to a payout for MacBook owners, and we're going to include a link to see if you're eligible. You could get a payout upwards of $395. Yeah. An Apple class action settlement is fast approaching. So we're going to put a link there to see whether or not this MacBook keyboard litigation settlement applies to you and whether you could get a benefit. Told you the attorneys are making all the money. But what we do know, and I just read some reports, if you have not Googled Harry Dent, the Dent method, you might want to Google or go in your DuckDuckGo and put in Harry Dent, Dent method, and look at that report just out, as well as Elliott Wave. I'm getting reports in from all my investor buddies out there saying, we're stockpiling. If you don't have a mortgage-free home, perhaps you need to scale down and get yourself in a better position. You might want to buy a gas stove that uses propane and have it sitting there at the ready. I know it sounds really crazy. Why do I want to go out and spend $1,000 on a propane stove? Think about it. Think about how much that stove, that $1,000 propane gas stove, if you don't have one already and you have an extra. Imagine the guy that has an AR-15 out there that wants to trade you for that gas stove because he can't find one anywhere else. But he's got two AR-15s with several 30-round clips, and he's willing to trade you that AR for that gas stove. Think about it. See, it's what the barter business is all about. When they start raising taxes, when you start taking home less money, when you can't find a job, when you're scaling down and somebody with money wants to buy your house and you have a way to scale down and buy what you need to get you through the next 5 to 10 years. Wow. Think about it. Think about that smart home, because now word is out. Who or what has control of your smart home? Oh, it's a matter of convenience, folks. Huh? Programmable devices within the home and bi-directional connectivity to the internet. Utility smart meters providing another gateway to monitor and control connected electrical devices such as thermostats, refrigerators, washers, and dryers. Wow. The first night of being in his new home, Clint Basinger was unpacking a few stray boxes in the living room when out of nowhere, around midnight, he heard a voice echoing down the hallway from the other side of the house. Good night, the voice said. It's bedtime. Then he heard the sounds of locks clicking. I couldn't do anything with the doors. All the windows were armed and all the motion sensors turned on, said Mr. Basinger, who spent 15 years saving up to buy the 3-bedroom split-level house in Asheville, North Carolina, woke city in America. I had no clue what to do, so I just stayed locked inside the house that night. Turns out the home's previous owner had installed a smart security system that he neglected to tell Mr. Basinger about. It was really disconcerting being in a new place and having no control over what was happening. So much for retro technology and video game reviews, right? Yeah, these days smart technology can be found within virtually any quotidian object in a home, being it TVs, fridges, voice assistants, doorbells, coffee makers. Wow. Imagine that. 20 interconnected, internet-connected devices. As digital footprints in the home grow, really, you want to stop that? It's no wonder my folks didn't want a laptop in their house. I said, come on, we can communicate, we can Skype, we can Zoom, we can do all these convenient things. Well, the Internet of Things may not be all it's cracked up to be, especially when it comes to your Fourth Amendment rights, but do you care? I think a majority of our listeners do. We have some very, very, very smart listeners out there. You see, and the climate change rationale for transforming the American energy grid to accommodate wind and solar power, well, I'll tell you what, we've already analyzed a bunch of that. Up in Oakland, there's a fire going on at a substation right now, as I said earlier in the show, and I wonder how many people are going to be without power because of it. The electric infrastructure in the U.S., don't forget this, was built to bring energy from where fossil fuels are burned to where the energy will be used, and if you take away fossil fuels, you have no energy. You have rolling blackouts. So, your transmission grid, how's that going to work, right? We're about 30 years behind in this technology, folks. If you want to chime in, 844-769-2944 is our number to call. And, you know, as the old saying, the truth will set you free. It's become essential to enlighten people about the global forces that are trying to seize control with the ultimate goal of eliminating human rights and freedoms, including your medical freedom. Google is a core power base of this global cabal, often referred to as the deep state. And as long as you have access to Google, guess what? They have access to you. It's called electronic surveillance and social engineering. Those who refuse to go along with the Great Reset agenda schemes, such as vaccine passports, digital identity, and central bank digital currencies, all of these are going to be used to micromanage and control how you live your life until you say no. The White Coat Waste Project has now exposed another painful taxpayer-funded experiment on dogs. Just when you thought we got rid of the Beagle experiments, well, the University of Iowa has been doing painful and distressful experiments on discarded dogs. Federal grants of up to $10 million, according to the White Coat Waste Project. Dogs were carrying parasites transmitted by sandflies that can infect dogs and people with the tropical disease, leishmaniasis. In this particular experiment, which were paid for with $10 million of your taxpayer money, the dogs were locked in cages and the experimenters strapped capsules of sandflies to them to see if the dogs infected the sandflies. When they were done, they killed the dogs. Wonderful to know, right? Did that just make your day? Go ahead, make my day. Oh, I'm just reenacting what Clint East would do if they came to his door with a jab. See this? It's a 44 Magnum. It's the most powerful handgun in the world. It'll blow your head clean off. Now you have to ask yourself. See, that's why I did. I posited that little Clint Eastwood meme right there. Ask yourself what you would do to stop being assaulted, right? We have a very interesting article on Dirt to Soil, A Journey into Regenerative Agriculture. The challenge facing most farmers today is that conventional agriculture has decimated the topsoil with tilling and synthetic fertilizers, which disrupt and destroy the microbial life necessary to grow nutrient-dense food. So guess what? We have posted a solution on how to regenerate the soil. And it's on your email blast that you're going to be getting. Yeah, if you don't subscribe to it because you don't have internet, I'm sorry. But we got to do what we got to do. And the COVID list of growing list of COVID lies, well, we got to get Got to get past that. But we have articles on there. Lockdowns. You realize that lockdowns probably contribute the most to those who are actually sick, making it worse. Worse than universal mask wearing and social distancing and school and business closures, travel restrictions, face shields and plastic barriers, phony PCR tests. Lockdowns were the worst, according to the studies now. And when they try to do it again, you better say no. A higher than expected number of heart inflammation cases have occurred in people who got the Novavax COVID-19 jab. It's not a vaccine. 61 cases of myocarditis, pericarditis, or both following the Novavax jab were reported in the WHO's vaccine safety database. Yeah, according to researchers in Spain. A family in New Jersey, in Newark, New Jersey, is left with questions after their 12-year-old son collapsed and died suddenly during football practice at a local field. Elijah Jordan Brown-Garcia, reportedly performing drills along with his team. He wasn't hit. He was playing with the Essex County Predators at a Westside Park football field. All of a sudden, he just dropped dead. 12 years old. And what are the parents saying these days? Oh, I don't know what could have possibly caused it. I don't know what could have caused it. They're in denial. Dave Hollis, Disney executive turned self-help author, died at his home in Austin, 47 years old. He was in Dripping Springs, the city on the outskirts of Austin. Yeah. Wonder what caused it. Yeah, but Moderna has reversed course and promised people won't have to pay for the company's COVID-19 vaccine anymore once the U.S. government stops buying doses. Regardless of ability to pay, we'll give it to you for free. Oh, isn't that nice? Wow. Lewis in North Carolina, I'll give you 1 minute. How you doing?
Very well. Good morning, Dave and Power Hour family. I don't know if you're aware, but Ron DeSantis is in New York on Staten Island at the invitation of the Republican organizations. This is previously Donald Trump territory. So it seems that Ron DeSantis is poking him in the eye because Trump's been taking shots at him unreasonably. And so now he's here right now. I'm saying here. I used to live in New York, but I moved to North Carolina. But he's on Staten Island. Staten Island has been consistently so-called
Richmond County.
That's right. Correct. So I just thought you guys might be interested to know that DeSantis is there at their invitation.
Oh,
okay,
cool.
That's it. That's what I got today.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Lewis. Wonderful. God bless you, sir. Thanks for the hat tip. Chance in West Virginia. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Dave. It's ironic you mentioned Newark, New Jersey. I was born and raised about 10 miles from Newark. That's the first I've heard that news. I have a question for you, Dave. What's your opinion of these precious metals-backed IRAs? And the reason I'm asking you this is because I inherited an IRA held by Merrill Lynch, and I'm noticing BlackRock and Vanguard are buying up a lot of shares, and I've lost $12,000 from my IRA in a matter of a couple of years.
Ow! Yeah. What's it doing? What's it doing now? Thinking, because, see, I studied options on this. What's it doing now? What's your stock? What are these funds doing now? Are they still dropping?
Well, yeah. Like I said, I've lost $12,000 in a matter of 2 years. I'm thinking of pulling it out and putting it in a precious metals backed IRA.
I wouldn't put it in precious metals, nothing. I'd put it in precious metals. I wouldn't put it in an IRA because anything that goes up is going to come down. Anything tied to the stock market, if the stock market does a nosedive, so do the shares of that. And if Vanguard and all that are buying into it, there's a reason for it. And it's not because they're going to go up. It's because they want to dominate the market and control market share. See, this is a problem with playing in the stock market. It's a rich man's game. And if you've inherited something like that, Obviously, they wanted to share the wealth. If it was me, I would cash out. I don't trust the market. Yeah, I completely got out of it, Chance. I got out of it completely. I'm not in the market anymore. I'm into real estate. Real estate's where it's at, and having a paid-off home is worth more than playing in that fool's game.
What about the taxes on that? I'm over the age of 60, so I don't think I would have to worry about taxes, would I?
A lot of it has to do with your income and what you have to deduct against it and how you're playing that game. So that's why I tell people to set up little businesses and, you know, take the write-offs when you can. Thanks for your call, Chance. We're out of time today. Wow, 5 minutes up until the hour of 9 a.m. It's great to be with you on this Monday. Wow, so much to talk about in so little time. Our email blast has it all. If you missed it, what we didn't get to talk about. But in the meantime, we have hope and the opportunity to bless other people's lives. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. Make that determination. Are we going to say no when they come for you? We'll talk more about that tomorrow. In the meantime, stay safe. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.